$10,262. Christina Bell, intersection of Bay Shore Drive and Jefferson Avenue, being Lot 8, Block 3. A variance from side yard and front yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Wayne Arneff, 225 Umberto Street, New Cumberland, Pennsylvania.
What was the street name?
Umberto, U-M-B-E-R-T-O.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Evening, sir. Ms. Bell is requesting a variance, setback variance for a deck that she, it's built. It has been built. It's an 8 by 10. It's made of duty board, plastic railings and caps. The underneath is enclosed with AZAC and lattice. And Ms. Bell is from Waterford, Connecticut. She comes down to her beach house on Broadkill approximately 5 weeks out of the year. And she was down trying to find a contractor to do some things around the house for her. Now, I'd been down earlier in the year, and we painted the house. And she's a friend of mine. We painted the house. So after unsuccessfully getting a contractor out to give her a price and so forth for work, a Mr. Kaufman from Kaufman's Handyman and Remodeling Services came to her house and gave her a price to do the job. They signed a contract. And at that time, Ms. Bell had asked us, do we need any paperwork or anything to put this deck up? And according to Ms. Bell, Mr. Kaufman replied, no, that's just a way for the county to make extra dollars. So she wrote him out a check to begin with to start the work. As he proceeded with the work, the weekend came about. Some other people came down to their cottages. And at that time, Tina was told by one of the neighbors that, hey, you should need a permit for this. And Ms. Bell, not knowing for sure, she had called Georgetown. Georgetown says, yes, you need a permit for it. At that time, she came in and got a permit. And the deck was already under construction. And she had talked to someone else in here, and they said they would come out and inspect the work of the deck. Well, they came out and determined that she needed a variance. So Ms. Bell came to Georgetown and requested a variance for said deck. The deck is built.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the deck is at the south end corner of the house, which is an older establishment grandfathered in, because I'm not sure the house would meet today's setback standards. And the deck is approximately, from the Bayshore Drive, is approximately 6 foot from the property line, from what I can determine is the property line. And the steps from the 8 by 10 deck are approximately 2 feet from the property line along Jefferson Avenue, which is a gravel stone road as mm-hmm. is. And this is replacing a 4x4 small entranceway with steps. And like I say, removal of this or denial of this application or request of would cause a financial hardship on Ms. Bell. And we do believe that the painting of the property and the improvements on the property are enhancing the curb appeal of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And it has no adverse effect on any of the adjoining properties, since it's a street on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you ask Mr. Kaufman to come with you tonight?
No, Mr. Kaufman and Ms. Bell are not on good speaking terms.
And
as an added fact, Mr. Kaufman didn't finish the job. Okay, so Ms. Bell contacted him, says, don't bother coming back. And there's DMI Development Group out of Washington, D.C., which two doors down, they have a cottage they come down to. And they diligently told Ms. Bell they would finish the work for her.
Okay.
And that was good.
Do you have addresses for both of those companies?
This is all Ms. Bell has sent me. This is Mr. Kaufman's, and that is Debbie's.
Okay.
And that's the only paperwork she sent me. Someone from the county had been out and inspected the work. You keep this if you need it.
No, I got it. That's good.
Okay, are there any questions, further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant did a good job of addressing the standards for granting the variance. Make a motion that we approve case number 10,262 and request that council send a letter to both of the contractors that were involved.
Jane, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,262 and that council send letters to both of the contractors that were involved. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.